Welcome back to Argue With Myself. I'm your host with speech impediment, Anthony Lucero. And next to me is my co-host,
John Lucero.
Okay, so hi everyone, welcome back. No fancy intro this week. We're in a bit of a situation right now because this is a big important week for me because if you guys did not know, I'm a swimmer. And this is my district week, which is my final week. So I've been kind of stressed about that, and we completely forget to film for the podcast. So I haven't had time to make a script or anything. So me and John, I was thinking about doing a game, but we decided to talk about a topic that doesn't have to do with movies, but we can't stop talking about it recently. And that is Disney World.
Disney World!
I'm also shaving right now because of district. So if you hear sounds of struggle, that's why. The shaving cream. So we're gonna talk about all Disney World, and then we're gonna basically that's what we're gonna do. Yeah. Nothing too special, but me and John, the reason why we can't stop talking about Disney World right now is because me and John are planning a trip to Disney World for 2022.
For our senior trip.
Yes. So me and John are super excited, but that's all we can really talk about right now. So I think we should just go ahead and get started. Or should we do a quick review of WandaVision, the first two episodes?
Sure. It's going to be quick because there's only two. Actually, there's not going to be an episode come out tomorrow.
No?
No, I saw a post. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll see. Because I think the reason why they posted two episodes at the same time is because then it wouldn't really make sense what was going on, and people probably wouldn't watch it past the first episode.
I have not heard about that, but maybe.
We'll see. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yes.
But I liked it. It really is different compared to the other anything Marvel. It's really different. I liked it how it's in the sitcom form. About spoilers, I'm excited to see what they do. Of course, the beekeeper thing I was kind of confused with, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm excited for the next episodes.
I love it. I really do. I like the whole sitcom thing. It's really done really well. It's super small. I just enjoy it a lot. And then Elizabeth Olsen and what's his name? Something. What's his name? The guy who plays Vision? Paul Bunry.
I almost said Pete, but Paul.
Oops. Paul Bunry and Elizabeth Olsen are killing it in that show.
Yes.
All right, I think that's it for a WandaVision review.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about it more once the show's completely done. I thought we'd just do a quick recap real quick of our initial feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should start with the Magic Kingdom, with the Disney World talk, by starting with the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So, as many people don't know, that Magic Kingdom was actually the second park made. The first one was Disneyland.
We haven't been there.
We have not been to Disneyland, so we can't really compare it to that. It opened up back in 1971, off the top of my head. I want to say October 1st. I don't have a script or anything. This is off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. And this was the last thing Walt did before he passed away, one of the few things he was working on.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was it Walt Disney or was it Roy Disney who worked on it?
I believe it was Roy. No, because I thought the last thing Roy Disney did was Epcot.
But I thought Walt Disney didn't get to finish his idea.
I don't know then.
Okay, I want to say it was actually Roy Disney who finished Magic Kingdom, but we're not for sure. But
I don't know. It was one of those two.
One of the two. So, how do you feel about Magic Kingdom?
It's awesome. I like it a lot. It's very, you walk in, it's like a whole different experience. It feels great going to Magic Kingdom. You see the castle, You see Main Street. There's tons of things you can do in Main Street. It's awesome. Like, it's very inversive. It's nice. I like all the lands. Like, Tomorrowland's probably my favorite land out of everything in Magic Kingdom. It's so nice. I love it so much. Yeah, and there's a cool store there. It's a Disney pin trading store. It's amazing.
And Frontierland.
Yes.
And that store is amazing. Me and John are pin traders, so we pin collect for Disney and the trade our pins. That's what we do.
Yes.
I love Magic Kingdom. I love the theming. I love everything about it. There's just so much to do there. I didn't get to spend as much time as John did. Because when we went, which is this past 2020 in February, I was there for Nationals for musical theater. A festival thing. And so I spent most of my time for that, but I also tried to spend as much time as I could in the parks. But Magic Kingdom was one of those parks I didn't get to spend much time in, sadly.
Yeah.
Should we talk about your plan?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Well, I don't know because we didn't have very much time. We went to Disney World. We tried to do as much, so we didn't really get to really see and look around each land. I think we can say it's our favorite ride and our least favorite ride from the park, and some of our favorite food we can get.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, like my favorite ride there. Mine's Carousel of Progress in Tomorrowland. It's amazing. Big, beautiful tomorrow.
Let me think. I need to go on that wide, but I know the soundtrack.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful tomorrow.
What is there? Mine probably has to be out of Haunted Mansion. Basic choice, but out of Haunted Mansion or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't even think of what rides I went on. Actually, I went on the one with Buzz and you shoot all those things.
Buzz Astro Blasters, I think.
Yeah, it's a cool. I like that. I went on that ride. I went on Carousel Progress, Pupil Mover, the little driving old ones that suck butt cheeks.
They do.
What else I go on? Oh, the Little Mermaid ride, the Dumbo ride, little boat ride, Pirates of the Caribbean. I think that's it.
I think, okay, for your
voice. I got sick towards the end of the night.
Yeah, he was not feeling well. Every time we would go anywhere, if it was a show or anything, he would pass out.
I was like exhausted, so exhausted.
I think there's only two shows, no, three shows he did not pass out in. And that was Mickey's Film Magic, Funny
yeah.
The Musical, and Muppets 3D Vision.
Yeah, Muppets 3D Vision, I was completely well rested.
Yeah, that was right in the morning when we watched that.
That was our first day.
Yeah. That was in Hollywood Studios right after we went to Galaxy's Edge. We'll talk more about that in a second.
And we'll talk more about the Muppets 3D Vision.
Yeah.
We went to the Philhar Magic. That show was so good.
Yeah,
that's my second. It would be my number one if it wasn't for a different show we'll talk about later.
Yeah. But Mickey's Favorite Magic was amazing. I'm so glad it's getting a refurb.
Yeah.
It's such a fun show. And it's a great example of Disney like going the extra mile to make it immersive.
Yeah. Be beautiful tomorrow.
What's your worst one?
Probably the Cars.
The Speedway?
The Speedway, yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
I think I know yours. Can I guess it?
Yes.
Big Thunder Mountain?
It's hard because I did not like Pirates of the Caribbean much.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean is the worst ride.
Yeah, I think so. It's so disappointing.
I know people love that ride. So that's some people's favorite rides, but I cannot get into it. I'm sorry. I just cannot get into that one at all.
Same. Maybe it was like the Shanghai version.
The Shanghai one looks so awesome.
Yeah.
Be beautiful tomorrow.
That song's going to be stuck in your head on this podcast.
Yes, it is.
Let's see here. There's like that, even though I don't really like Pirates of the Caribbean, actually, I was going to say, even though I don't like it, it still has its qualities, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there we go. Something happened. I was like, oh.
I'm back. Right. I'm alive.
Good. Hope it doesn't lag you. All right. What is that? Any favorite foods you like them?
Oh, the hot dog covered in mac and cheese.
I didn't realize you even had that. But
bacon. I told you it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite foods in all the parks.
Oh, wow. What's your
least? Oh, sorry. I can't remember if it was like a small piece. I think it was it was like a chicken leg, like chicken and green beans. Mwah! Beautiful. Great.
Great.
And then Tomorrowland, too. So I love Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland's so cool. Now I know why that was like Walt Disney's favorite land.
Yeah.
Well, so that was like the first thing we did in Magic Kingdom. So I was like, oh my God. Worst favorite food?
You mean the worst food?
The worst food.
The worst favorite food.
Oh, my bad. I can't think.
I think once I say it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Say it.
Fish and chips at the Hollywood something.
Yeah.
It's right next to Haunted Mansion.
Don't go.
Don't do it.
No, you can go. It's just that don't get the fish and chips. Just go to Epcot and get fish and chips. Trust me, please.
Yes, if you get things out of the fish and chips at Disney World, they're talking about the Epcot ones.
Yes, they are not talking about Magic anywhere. Not Hollywood Studios. Those suck too. Not the ones at Magic Kingdom. Not the ones at Animal Kingdom. The ones at Epcot are the best. In the UK Pavilion. Go there if you want fish and chips.
Yes. Is there anything else you want to say about Magic Kingdom before we go? Any fun experiences we had there?
Let's see here. If you're gonna go, I recommend having a lot of money for snacks. There's a lot of good snacks.
Souvenirs.
Do what?
A lot of money for souvenirs as well.
Yes. If you want a pin collect, that's awesome. It's a store. It's great. I love it.
The Frontier Land.
I wish we got more into pin trading then, but we didn't. We just bought a little pack, and then the next day, later that night, we bought a lot. But
yeah.
Mickey ears. They have a cool store there. Let's see. Yeah.
I suggest like a fun tip of mine. If you're a big person who likes riding the lines but hates waiting in like hour, 2 hour lines, doing firework shows, go get on the lines.
Yeah,
that's like the best thing to suggest. Because me and my sister did that, and the span of an hour, we were able to get on Haunted Mansion,
Big Thunder,
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and Big Thunder Mountain in a span of an hour because of the fireworks.
And this isn't like now prices. This is like it's not like now time. This is before, and like before, of course, Mine Train was like 3 hour away. Haunted Mansion was like a 2 hour away. Big Thunder was like a 2 hour wait.
Because if you look right now on the wait times for Disney World,
it's like an hour.
An hour for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and that's the biggest it's going to get all day. So this is before COVID, I would say.
Yeah, it's a lovely park. I love it so much. Oh, there's a kitchen sink you can get. Just get the kitchen sink. It's cheaper than what you probably end up getting. Just saying. I got the
kids. Is that at Disney World or that was at a hotel?
It's at Disney World.
Oh, okay.
I bought one. I don't even know idea with the plastic container.
Oh, you bought the kitchen sink?
I did. I ate it.
Like the one that actually comes in the kitchen sink?
Yeah. I had it. You took a bite of my ice cream. I had like 3 different ice creams and a brownie. I think it was a brownie.
Oh, that's not the kitchen sink.
It came in a container, like as a sink.
I think that's like the one for the theme parks, but there's a hotel.
It might have been a miniature one because it was kind of small.
Yeah, but there's an actual one, and I didn't want to say one of the hotels. It's like an actual sink they serve it in, like a real sink. And it's like a challenge, I guess.
That's
what I would think.
Oh, okay. Well, they call it kitchen sink because remember, look at the cruise ships. They call it the kitchen sink, and it's like it's not that big.
Yeah.
It was like they don't have sinks with them, so it's like a small little miniature sink.
Yeah. But if you want an actual sink to eat out of, there's a hotel that you can actually eat a sink out of.
Yeah.
You eat that come out of a sink. Well, I'm shaving my legs right now, and I do not realize how naked my legs look.
Bruh.
So I just thought I'd have to say that. Because I'm very hairy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. How would you rate Magic Kingdom overall out of 20? Let's say
20. Okay, let's say 10 out of 10. All the parks, 10 out of 10. Out of 20, still, probably like 20. They're all 10 out of 10, in my opinion. Even Epcot. And Epcot was getting destroyed while we were there.
We'll talk more about that in a second. Actually, yeah, we will. So the next part we're gonna do is we're going chronological order of when they released or when they came out.
Okay. Big
beautiful. So the next part we're gonna talk about is actually Epcot.
I don't know. We don't have much to say about this one. It's an amazing part. Don't get me wrong. It was great. We had like 4 hours to do as much as we wanted. It's not very much time to do anything. Still, we had a great time. We didn't get to try anything at any of the pavilions, which is very upsetting. We were just so busy. Like, we tried to do some cool things, look around, enjoy it. We did get the fish and chips. Amazing. So good.
Yeah, the fish and chips were amazing.
In the UK, like,
if you get one item, I suggest to be that one item.
Best ride we went on, Figment's Imagination. I don't care. Suck it. I don't care.
Yeah, if you don't like it because it's not the original one, I don't care.
It's great. I love it. I don't care.
Don't care.
People
hate that ride just to hate
it. Yeah. The Garden Grill, we went there with the character meet. That was cool. That was awesome.
The food was good.
Was it Chip or Dale? I think it was Chip that was like being a jerk, but then the lady talked to him and got him in trouble because he was being a jerk to us. Yeah. Well, it's a cool place. I can recommend a place to go eat, the Garden Grill, for 100%.
It's one of the cheaper character dining places. It's still expensive. Don't expect it to be at $20. It's still going to come out to a lot. But the thing I like about it so much is because it's like a intimate tool type experience compared to like Chef Mickey. It's like a buffet, and then they come to your table for like a quick second, and then they leave. It's not that.
You get them sign it. They'll come. They'll hug you. They're like, oh, my God. Yeah, they're awesome. And the food's great. The service is great. That lady that was in charge of the people, she was amazing. I loved her. They're so nice there.
Yeah, she was like, do you guys want – I'm so sorry about him. Do you guys want like a partial refund or something? I'm like, oh. Like, no, we're good.
It's fine. We're good. We appreciate it.
It was really sweet of her to put us into consideration.
Yeah, because he was being a jerk. But it's okay. I love the park. It's great. I wish we had more time. Probably my favorite thing we did, probably best experience, in my opinion, was the pin trading. That was fun. We went to the store. You bought that really cool Epcot pin. I wish we had more money and more time. But it was amazing. I loved Epcot. It was cool.
Yes, I agree. I love Epcot. When we go back, because we're planning a trip back in 2022, I'm planning on eating through Epcot.
Yeah, I plan to help you eat through Epcot.
Yes. So let's see how that's gonna go. But when Pico back, hopefully Remy's Y2 Adventure and the Marvel Ride are both open.
Hopefully. If not, it's okay. But I really want at least Remy's Ride to be open. I really want that to be open.
Same. I also want the Play Pavilion and the Moana attraction to open, but those have been like delayed indefinitely because of the big untouching. So
yeah.
Who knows when those will open.
So what do you rate the park?
I'm gonna give it like an 18 out of 20.
That's what I was thinking. Just because we are not very much time and a lot of it was doing construction, so.
Oh yeah, we went right in the middle of construction. Like almost everything had construction walls. There were one entrance in the park. That did suck.
Yeah,
because you didn't get to see Epcot in all its beauty.
No, it's okay though.
It's okay though. I still had a fun time. We should probably move on to the next park. Which is
Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios was amazing. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm upset because I missed meeting Sorcerer Mickey. I didn't know he was there and I missed it. And I had so much time to go see him. And I wasn't to pin trading yet. And there's a cool pin trading store and I missed it. And a cool Mickey store and I missed it. It's okay.
I was in competition. Like, I was actually doing my competition. So, I went there in the morning, and we went on Rise of Resistance.
What's that noise? It's the dog. There's someone popping fireworks.
Come here.
Oh.
Come here, baby. Come here. Continue.
If you guys did not know, we have a pit bull named Coda.
A little
bee. She is a red-nosed pit bull, to be precise. And she's a big teddy bear.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a noise. It's just noise. I know.
Continue.
Okay. So, and our first day there, we went to Hollywood Studios. We rope dropped the park, and we got Rise of Resistance boarding passes for like, we're like group 46 or something like that.
Yes.
And so we got to go on early. We had no issues with it, no technical issues. So that was smoothie, and that ride was amazing. It was one of the best things I have ever experienced in my whole life. It was so immersive. It lasted so much longer than I thought it was. I refused to watch any videos on it until we got there. So it was like a whole experience, like a first time for me.
Yeah, Galaxy's Edge was just so breathtaking, and they tried so hard to make it so immersive. It was amazing. I love it. I didn't get to make a lightsaber because some issues. Not very much money, so it's okay. The Gronto wrap is so good.
It is so good.
We didn't get to try the milk. We couldn't find it. We didn't want to try it in the first place, but...
Yeah. We rode Millennium Falcon. We could have... me and my mom cut in line. And then we waited to find out we couldn't get kicked out for that.
Because they didn't cut in line. They did, but me and my sister were there, and they didn't make the rope drop. So, yeah.
Yeah, because something happened in the morning.
I can't remember. Oh, did you do like a, you had to do like a, like, you didn't you all have to do like a roll call at a certain time?
Oh, I think that's what it was. So my team had to do like a roll call. And so that's what we did. And so John and my sister went and they went to the first bus. We got on the second bus. And so they were able to get in line before we were familiar with Falcon.
Yeah, Million Falcon's all right. I wouldn't wait more than like an hour or an hour and a half.
I would have waited half. I only wait 30 minutes for that. It's just a fancy arcade machine, honestly.
Bless you.
I think I've been in better arcade machines.
No, definitely not. But it's kind of like an arcade machine. It's really cool that I liked it. It's just that I wouldn't wait more than like an hour.
Yeah. We didn't really get to do Toy Story Land. We didn't go on any of the lines or anything. We just walked past it. It looked cool.
Oh, Num Num Cookie.
Oh, talk
about it's it. So big and it's so good and chocolate and delicious. Hey, who was our first character we met? Go.
Edna Mode.
Yeah, she was awesome. I was so sexy. I passed the Num Num Cookie station and it was closed. Like, no. And then we went to the Edna Mode character meet.
Edna Mode.
And then we came out and it was open. I was like, yay.
It was meant to be.
Come here.
And so I can probably guess that Sean's favorite food at all of on Hollywood Studios.
No, Ronto Wrap.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Ronto Wrap. There's nothing bad there. I don't think we had anything bad.
Yeah, it was good. I like the park a lot. Galaxy's Edge. That's probably the best land they have, even like out of any of the parks, even Tomorrowland. I love Tomorrowland.
It's Galaxy's Edge was so immersive. It was nuts.
Yes, I can spend forever. And when we went, it was a perfect. It was like rainy and cloudy, so it made it look awesome.
Yeah. That was so, like, it really made Galaxy's Edge feel like you're actually in space, because I don't know why I feel like that planet we were on would be more like gray and cloudy than it would be sunny. Anything else you want to say about Hollywood Studios?
Nope. It's an amazing park. I give it a 20 out of 20.
I give it a 20 out of 20 as well. The next park and the final park we have to talk about is Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
This is amazing, breathtaking, beautiful park. I love
it. We should spend more time on it, but we didn't because we wanted to go back to Magic Kingdom and it was a good idea to go back. But it kind of sucked because Animal Kingdom was amazing.
Well, we did a lot for how much we were there.
Oh, yeah. We went on the Navi's Journey ride,
Flight
of Passage. I went on the Safari ride. So the night before, we were at Animal Kingdom to see how the Anthony's theater group did. And so while they were waiting, Anthony and my mom, for the results, me and my sister went on a couple of the rides. So I went on the Everest and the Dinosaur. And we got a couple pins and stuff. But like there's so many cool things there. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome. I did a lot more, I think, I did than you. Because I did we rope dropped Animal Kingdom. So in an hour, we were able to go on Flight of Passage and Nani's River Journey.
Yes. And we missed the guest shop, though. It kind of sucks, but it's okay.
Yeah. And I also got to go on Mount Everest, yes. And I also got to go on Dinosaur. And while we were there, we also saw two shows. We saw Festival of the Lion King, which was amazing. John was asleep.
Yes.
And then we saw Finding Nemo the Musical, which I loved.
It was pretty good.
You know what we forgot to talk about Hollywood Studios?
What?
Muppets Vision.
Oh shoot. Okay, talk about it real quick.
Okay. So Muppets Vision, amazing, one of the best shows.
It's my favorite show.
Yeah. It's really, and like those actual Muppets, people are actually still puppeteering the Muppets. It's amazing. I don't know. I just loved it a lot. It was very entertaining to watch. Okay, so back to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, John did not pass out doing Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised I didn't.
Yeah, he was super tired. Any favorite food and in Animal
Kingdom? Was those fries were good?
Yeah, we have like animal style fries.
That's all we really had there, to be honest.
Actually, I think that's all we ate.
I just had the Chipotle thing. It was gross. I didn't like it.
Oh, I had some chicken nuggets from a dinosaur place. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. You just gotta be careful what you get.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to think to make sure I never say. Oh, what was your favorite attraction, Leo? Or do we even have to say?
Favorite attraction? Oh, Flight Passage.
Agree, Flight Passage. And your least favorite attraction?
I just had it in my head. I lost it. Hold on. I swear. How was it?
The Triceratops one?
Which one?
The Triceratops spin or whatever?
I didn't go on that road.
Okay. You good?
I can't think of it. What do you think?
Even though it's a good attraction, Animal Kingdom has only like great rides in my opinion, except Dino Land USA. And so I think it has to be actually I'm gonna say it's no bad rides that I went on.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any. And I think we forgot to mention a worst ride at Epcot and a worst ride at Hollywood Studios.
They don't really have one. That's why.
Epcot, we did.
Oh, yeah. The Finding Nemo one. And Hollywood Studios.
Mary, yeah. So, that's all for theme parks. Do you want to talk about the hotel we stayed in?
Oh, yes.
We stayed at All Star Movies Resort. And people talk so much crap on this hotel. And I like it so
much. Like, to be honest, I would pick this over a couple of the newer resorts. Because the guests are super... Not the guests. The employees are super nice.
I think for what you get, like what you pay for and what you get is very good. And we're one of those people that spent almost a whole time at the park. So whatever's going on at the hotel does not really matter to us. So, and people always complain about the transportation.
I don't have an issue.
I never had an issue with it either.
Yeah, there's a gift shop. You're spending a lot of money there, especially if you didn't come prepared. 100%, if you don't want to spend money on food, like on the hotel, completely understand. We plan to do that, but it didn't really work out. So it's okay. We bought the food at the hotel.
Yeah. We planned on not spending anything at the food court at the hotel.
That was changed as soon as we got there.
Yeah, as soon as we got there, we dropped the bags off and went to the food court.
But we still ate the stuff we brought, so.
Yeah. It's just, it happened to be more convenient.
Yeah, I love it though. Like when we first got there, we went to when we get to the gift shop, like some of the stuff we got. We didn't get
I got a penny
press. Yeah, penny press book. I got my mom got me the notebook for people to sign.
You didn't bring one, did you?
No, I didn't get one.
Because I bought one before we left, like a Lego own notebook. And John's like, you know what? I think I'm good. And then we got there, you're like, actually, I want a book.
Yeah.
That's basically the hotel. We didn't even get in any of the pools. If you're curious, we stayed at the Mighty Ducks section.
Oh, yeah. That's a cheaper section. That's where we go back in 2022. We're going to stay at the Mighty Ducks section again.
Yeah. Because the Fantasia, 101 Dimensions, and Toy Story are preferred rooms. And if you don't know what preferred room means, it means it's closer to everything else. So it's closer to the lobby, it's closer to transportation, it's easier. A standard room is going to be farther away. if you stay at any of the all-star resorts, I don't really see the difference that much. Because it's like $20, $30 more just to stay closer. And you're still going to be walking a lot. But if you're going to be staying at any other resort, get the standard, get the preferred room. Because you're going to be walking like a mile.
Oh, yeah.
Especially auto animations.
Oh, yeah.
That place is crazy. What should I think? Anything else we want to talk about? Oh. Do we want to state what we're most excited for? What we want to do the most when we go back?
Sure. You go ahead.
Well, let me see. Well, if Tron, Remy, or Galaxy Galaxy is open, I want to get on those, yes. Obviously. I want to eat for Epcot. I want to build me a droid.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think to make sure you get everything. I think that was all the attractions I wanted to do. I want to spend more time at Disney Springs. That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it probably comes to me later, but yeah.
I want to build a lightsaber. Of course, Remy, Tron, Guardians of the Galaxy Ride.
Oh, Test track.
And just try a bunch of foods I didn't get to, so.
Oh, I want to do Be Our Guest restaurant or something like that. Somewhat nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... I bet you as soon as we get off this podcast, we're going to name like six things.
Probably.
But another thing we didn't mention is that on this trip we're going to go on, we're also planning on going to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be fun. So you want to talk about anything you're excited for Universal Studios?
The Marvel section. It's very interesting. I want to look through it and go through the shops. And, of course, Harry Potter Land from Adventure Island and this the Universal. Very excited to see what happens. I'm planning on buying a wand. So.
Same. I'm planning on also buying a wand. What do you think? Marvel section, like he said, Harry Potter World. I want to get on the Mummy attraction over there because it's like it's different from the one at Hollywood Studios, which we've been to. Because that the one in Orlando is actually a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So I want to get on that. Yeah, that's basically. I think any final things you want to talk about?
That we plan on going at the Disney parks for 5 days, and be gone for 8 total days.
Yes, and then 2 days at Universal Studios.
The fifth day, there's 4 parks for the fifth day. Don't know what we'll do. We'll probably end up starting our day at Disney Springs and probably doing something else.
Yeah.
So.
There's just so much to do at Disney World.
Yeah, there really is.
Oh, they also got rid of Sorcerer's, the Mickey Sorcerer thing, which is very upsetting because me and John liked that a lot.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it. I think that's all we have for today's episode, so.
I think so, too.
We hope you guys...
Think so, too.
Okay. Well, we hope you guys have a good week. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And don't get stuck in the toilet.
Nope.
Anything to say before you
leave, John? Fasten your seatbelts.
Yes, please fasten your seatbelts and don't get stuck in toilets. Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for watching.